Hi, friends. Today is all about addressing those sneaky things that live in your subconscious that are holding you back, that keep you stuck in your old ways, and sometimes even cause you to self-sabotage. A few years ago, I took a course that had a similar exercise. I was asked to write down any mindset blocks that I could think of, but then go a step further and carry around a notebook for at least a day, maybe a few, and then whenever a new one came up, I had to write it down. That was where the magic happened, because on my first draft, the first thoughts of things that held me back, the usual suspects came up, like, I don't know if I can create something successful, or what if I'm not built for success? No one in my family had really created something really big and life-changing. So those I already knew about. But when I committed to noticing thoughts throughout my day, some surprising ones came up. A big one was that I thought maybe I was too ADD to follow through, like my dad. I knew my dad was always jumping from one project to another and didn't exactly follow through on a lot of them. And then he passed away with a bunch of unfulfilled dreams. What if that happened to me too? Another big one was realizing how much I believed internally that the man in the family was the one who brought home all the money. It was what was modeled in my family for a couple generations, and that's totally fine. It worked for them. That was their plan. But I had a bigger plan for myself, and that specific belief was seriously limiting to my dreams. So write down what you come up with now, and I highly encourage you to take it one step further and make this a casual activity throughout the next day or so. You can take notes on your phone or bonus points for handwriting it in a notebook. There's studies on the power of writing with your hand that I won't get into right here, but try it out. Finally, let's talk about how you identify a limiting belief. Notice anything that comes up about your beliefs in what you're capable of, in what you always tend to do, like, ugh, I always trip over my words, or I always give up before I finish a project. Next, look out for anything that has to do with what's possible in this world, like, there's no way I can influence masses of people to develop a self-care routine, or I can't develop a rocket that can take people to Mars. Seriously, can you imagine if Elon Musk had such limiting beliefs? And finally, start asking yourself in everything you do if you're choosing something or acting based on love or based on fear. That is my guiding light in all of my decisions. Now, share what you came up with in the Facebook group. Your personal discoveries can help dozens or even hundreds of other people and even spark new insight for future groups. This is the power of a mastermind or collective consciousness. When you get together and you share, it's not just adding the ideas of two people together, it's exponentially multiplying them. Good luck. Can't wait to see what you come up with.